Welcome back, another scenario edition.
Another edition of the scenario.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are back. We are back. Brother Matt, how you doing?
Back in live and in color, except for me, because I wore a black hoodie on black backdrop day.
But it's Black History Month, so it's fine.
This is black ass history month, as dark as I'm looking right now. This is running up in your house history month when you got that black hoodie running on.
So you say the house in you.
Yeah, like that's that cross the street, baby. He got on some camouflage. I had on some camouflage sweatpants, a black hoodie. See, this isn't safe. I didn't think about this.
No Limit Jesus soldier.
We'll I knew I was going to the city and not the county. You can't go to the county dressed like that.
Depends what part of the county.
Part of the county is the city now. Every city has that.
Oh, you said it's been annexed.
Yeah, every city has that part of their county that's really like the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Most places are that, so.
But so it's been annexed, basically.
Yeah. Like, I just don't want to get jammed up for everything that Colin Kaepernick's career died for.
Shout out to Colin Kaepernick. We'll be talking about you in a moment. Shout out to everybody that's showing us love from the last episode. A lot of cats were saying, like, they was feeling it pretty deeply, man.
What? Kobe.
Yeah.
All of that. Yeah. That was a good conversation, man.
Yeah.
It's been, it's been crazy, like, to kind of look at, like, how that's just shook out. But I'm sitting here a couple weeks later, and I'm wondering, are they going to have a funeral for him?
Yes, but, it's at Staples Center.
I would hope so.
24th.
Okay.
2-2-24. His daughter's number was 2-24.
Okay. You know, we as a people will stretch out some funerals.
I mean, yeah. Oh, it took like a month and a half for James Brown to get put in the ground.
James was coming back as long as he was. They had decided that James, it was time for him to die, but they hadn't found him yet and let him know. I was like, damn.
James was like, I got to beat on some more women before I get up out of here.
Oh, I'm just glad they didn't accidentally bury Chadwick Boseman.
Oh no!
Who had the most lit Black History Month of all time 2 years ago? We have about the 2 year anniversary of Chadwick Boseman's most lit Black History Month ever.
Who's had the most ever lit Black History Month? Ooh, what year was that?
With the best NBA All Star.
That's what I said. Was it Iverson?
I mean, so let's talk about things that are unintentionally black that happened in February. Mm-hmm. So, taxes. Absolutely. Taxes start dripping in.
W-2s are dropping.
I mean, because February is by far the most balling out month for our people.
Oh, for sure.
There's no stunting like a February stunt.
Oh, no. Because you stunting in the cold, too?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like,
cats coming out with like full-length minks.
Yep. And you got to think, you're not kicking in the daytime for real. You can put all your money into the nighttime.
It's all primetime kicking.
It's all primetime.
Can you imagine somebody had a day party right now? That would be the whitest black thing I ever saw in my life.
Because cats ain't coming out till they like. If I'm gonna come out, it's gonna be late.
Yeah.
To kick it, because I'm gonna wear my mink.
Yeah, because I want to wear my big ass R. Kelly coat. So Black Panther dropped in February. There's no other way to have that. I think we got Black Panther and the All Star game in like back to back weeks.
Yeah. And the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well.
But it wasn't that black then though. Cats was boycotting it. That Black Panther year, it was a boycott going on.
We almost could have had we could have had a black ass Super Bowl this year if we could have got Russell Wilson in.
That's
black on black Super Bowl.
I mean,
well, I don't know. Russ might have denounced. We're gonna talk about Russ. I mean, we're gonna get to Russ later on.
Would it have been a competition with him and Pat? Who's gonna denounce their blackness more?
We're gonna actually touch on both of those things today in separate portions of the program. But yeah, so it's Black History Month again, and so I'm looking forward to this. What do you, as the blackest person alive, how do you celebrate February in a way that
don't? My birthday is on Sunday.
Is it?
My birthday's on Sunday. My birthday's in Black History Month.
That
makes it even worse, though, that you call me the blackest person, and my birthday is in Black History Month.
Was your birthday originally in February, or did you move it there when you was like 7 or 8?
Real talk, though, I was technically supposed to be born in January. My mother was 3 weeks overdue with me.
So, because you was stubborn. And you was waiting till February from birth? You really the blackest dude of all time, man. You straight up said, not yet.
No. But I was like, I can't do it right now. Wait 3 more weeks.
I'm not coming.
And it's gotta be
well done February.
No, exactly. I don't want people to hate that. I don't want it to be the first week like, oh, he was just trying to skirt them last 4 days out. No. Put me in the heart of February. Put me on the 16th. Right in the middle.
It's time for me to take out. See, my favorite pair of kicks is my Black History Month Jordan 1s.
Yeah, those ones. Didn't you get those during? You got those.
I got them for Black Panther. They came earlier that night. I went through some hoop. I don't do a lot. I got a lot of shoes, but I refuse to work really hard to get shoes.
Right. You just like, I ordered them. They come in.
Yeah.
Come in.
But I went through some obstacles to get them on time because I couldn't go see the movie without them.
So like, what obstacles did you go through?
eBay, basically. eBay to me is.
You had to holler at the dude like, yo, can you send it now? Can you send it overnight?
Yo, they need to be here. Like, they need to be here by Black Thursday.
Did he understand? Like, no, I get it.
Yeah, they got here. They got here in time. I felt like that was one of those moments where white people were like letting us have our moment.
I got these shoes on eBay. I know what it is.
Yeah, I got the Straight Out of Wakanda shirt and the Black History Month J's at the same time.
It is all good. It's all good.
Yeah. So, but speaking of that, as we get into Black History Month, boy, oh boy, they sure trying to take our thunder. Have we got our official statement about commending us for Black History Month from the White House yet?
No, not yet.
So I'm still just waiting on.
Mm-hmm. McDonald's hasn't done a commercial either.
Not that. Bum, 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 bum.
No, not that one.
Soft shoe tapping.
No, I'm talking about that one like. Doom doom. Where they had like the little candles and shit though, like with Martha King on there.
When they just recycled that Kwanzaa commercial.
Yes. we ain't getting none of that. We ain't getting no. We ain't got one with Toyota yet. Mm-hmm. You know, the little. Negroes kicking in the car like, oh, yeah.
Popeyes was celebrating it unintentionally.
Well, that was because of they made a clothing line because of Beyonce, right?
Yes. So Beyonce drops the Ivy. First of all.
As Popeyes has said, fuck it, we're going to be a black brand now, even though they're owned by white people.
So Ivy Park came out and like put people into a hoopla that I just wasn't prepared for yet. Like, I've never seen women really, really feel the crush of, oh, the J's dropping. But she dropped some jogging pants, a couple bubble vests, and some shoes. And people lost their mind.
I mean, think about when Kanye dropped his shit. It was crazy like that. And
but
he
it
had
didn't.
Slave gear.
But it did. True. But it get your potato sack.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but
gear.
It didn't drive our women to
no,
lifts that
no,
they've
no,
never
but it
been
was just
to.
Like, you know, some hipsters and all that was like, I need to get my burlap sack.
True.
And I was the burlap. I think the burlap sacks was more than Beyonce's.
I have
burlap
no
sacks was running for like $250.
A $2.50 burlap sack?
No, $250.
Bro, I'm not wearing a burlap.
And like he was selling his clothes, like them little fucked
you
up.
You pay $250 to be dressed like a Barney Rubble.
Yeah, basically.
Can't do it, bro. Barney Rubble ain't even had no kicks
stuff
on.
With the little Christian gear he got too, though. Now he's selling that for like $150 for the hoodies.
Well, the whole Christian thing we already know is one of the most elaborate money grabs of all time.
Shout out to Pastor P. In a minute, we'll be talking about him with your money grab in a second.
There's that too. Yeah, he's inspiring other money grabs now too. So, but before we get there, man, I need to channel the blackest man alive because you're gonna be able to speak to the.
It's my month. It's my February. I'll sit on it.
It's your February. You're right. Yeah, you're right. February. Not mine. I was born next month. I actually let it go past. Damn near got to April. I'm glad I didn't get to April though. I don't feel like an April type of cat.
Because you are a Pisces, right?
I'm Aries.
Aries. Okay.
Yeah.
So you'd rather be a March Aries than an April Aries.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they get real stretchy when you get down to that lower April.
In every life I've lived, I've been an Aries that I'm aware of. So I just want to stick and be consistent. I don't really know when any signs start. I don't even know the first day for my own sign.
Just always looking around the middle of the month.
Oh, okay.
It's always.
So are we coming up soon on the turnover here?
Well, yeah, because my birthday is 2 days before the end of Aquarius.
Oh, okay.
So the 18th, 19th is when Pisces starts. And then Dove's birthday is literally a week after mine.
That's incredible.
Dove's birthday is 7 days literally after
mine. What a month.
I know, right?
What a month. yeah, I guess I needed
another black person. Another black-ass person.
He's very black. He's rebelliantly black, though. He's a black capitalist.
No, exactly.
So anyway, though, but Dr. Umar Johnson, is it?
Yeah, Dr. Umar Johnson.
So let's talk about that. I think this is the right place to get started today because we're coming on the heels of the Kobe episode, which shout out to everybody who appreciated that mad love. Got a lot of response to that.
A lot of people loved it.
But so he had a theory about what happened with Kobe Bryant. And I'm going to say this. Before we get into him, I'm going to give credit because, like, I'm going to give our people credit. Mm-hmm. We have not allowed for Kobe's death to be divisive. Mm-hmm. And when it has been, it has been struck down with great anger and furious vengeance.
Off the top.
Yeah, immediately. However, this brother had a theory that you were the only person, I think, that I felt comfortable going to about this to see if there was any either black or conspiracy brother
It's validity. Both. This is both.
Okay.
This is a double. This is a double entendre.
This is this black one. Conspiracy, brother.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So he's got the koofy on, and
he's got a koofy on top of his koofy.
No, he's got the little metallic the tinfoil. He's got the tinfoil koofy on. He's got the tinfoil koofy on. He's basically said that Kobe, because he had a lawsuit against a pharmaceutical company for using Mamba, that's why they killed him.
He could have might as well have just said the Mamba candy people took him out. Them fruity Mambas. Yeah. Which was also an underrated candy.
Yeah. Because they had nice big chunks, too.
That was a good size candy. It gave you, they gave you they variety.
They couldn't afford to get that out to you. The streets was too much
product. Do they still make Mambas?
I think they do. But I think it's too much product for them to be mass distribution.
I wonder how he never got that endorsement deal. Got some black Mambas? Because black licorice sucks.
No, they're not going to do that. They was like, we was already here first.
Oh, well. He did decide that was his name, but that's fine. So can you recap this, like, can you walk me back through the Conspiracy Brother theory?
I'm going to actually play the clip. I'm going to actually play it live here. I have it saved in my favorites.
I
love it. I love it. Sometimes I just need to hear it sometimes just to feel.
Do you sometimes feel like you need to hear some conspiracy so that you feel like you stand on top of who you really are?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even though I don't, even though. I'm not as conspiratory as I used to be. I still need to just hear.
Well, there's nowhere further to go up. You have to come down.
Yeah, so here we go.
They did not crash because of the fog. That was an expert pilot. That was an expert pilot. Kobe was sabotaged. Not to mention.
For all our listeners, y'all can actually, for your people, if you're viewing us on video, you can actually see it.
We can stream it in.
Yeah. Not to mention Kobe Bryant was engaged in a legal battle with a big pharmaceutical company over the use of the name Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant was engaged in a legal battle with a very powerful pharmaceutical company over the use of the name Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant was engaged in a legal battle with a pharmaceutical company over the use of the name Black Mamba. You understand me? Radar can see through the fog. Thank you, sister. Radar can see through the fog. They didn't crash because of no damn fog, and it wasn't no wind. The propeller was sabotaged.
All right. First of all, my brother, check this out. I got some conspiracy. No. I think I need to bring Conspiracy Brother back.
Now, yes, please bring him back, because I have a question for him. Mm-hmm. So
yes, my brother.
So Conspiracy Brother.
Yes, sir.
When you say what you try to make your point three times in one sentence.
Yes, yes.
Are you convincing yourself, making it up on the run, or making sure that it's completely charged up and powerful?
See, you already got it wrong, my brother.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What is the number? I said it three times, right?
Yes.
What does a three mean?
It's the number before four.
Yeah. You know your numerology, my brother. Take that three.
Well, I learned how to count.
Three divided by three is what?
Well, it's one.
There you go. One. One multiplied by 24 is what?
It's 24.
At Kobe's number.
Oh.
24.
Okay. Well, how did you get
24.
Well, where did
But no, it doesn't matter how I got the 24. What? You ain't seeing the numbers, brother.
Well, Conspiracy Brother, I appreciate that. But could I get your thoughts on some of the things that have come out in light of the Kobe Bryant situation?
Yes.
And Dr. Johnson's words on it. So,
yes.
He's been criticized as saying that he is in pursuit of the six Hotep stones.
Yes.
So any comment that you might have on that, if you're not familiar on the
so
six
what Hotep, are the can you name the stones for me?
Yeah, sure. I would love to, yes. Actually. So the misogyny stone, the gay agenda stone.
Ooh, I love it.
The hidden color stone.
Okay.
The Marcus Garvey School of Scamming stone. The Shea Butter moisturizer stone.
Damn.
And maybe your favorite one, the conspiracy theory stone.
Okay. And so is we missing one more, right? Is that five?
That's six.
That's six?
That's six, yes. You tell me if there's a missing stone.
So we had the homophobia stone, right?
That's the gay agenda, I think.
Okay, that's gay agenda.
Well, no, that can't be the same thing. I don't know.
The gay agenda is the homophobia. It's the same thing. I also think we're missing the Egyptian stone. Because, you know, we think that everything came from Africa.
Well, he's literally sitting in Egypt with these stones.
Oh, so he's already at his home base.
He's like Black Adam, kind of. who actually isn't black.
Even though a lot of things did come from Africa, but damn, not everything was originated in Africa.
So when you say the conspiracy three times, it gives it an extra oomph? Like, is it like supersizing your conspiracy?
Yeah, it's actually a tactic of public speaking, of like repeating it over and over again. Like it's like a preacher tactic.
Like Adolf Hitler?
Exactly. Where you say like boom, 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 like you like reiterating like that's my point. That's my point. And it really like ingratiates people into your thought process. So like if you're public speaking, you say like something over and over again, that's kind of it's the old preacher concept.
So stutterers should be our foremost leaders.
By far.
Oh. Then Joe Biden should win the presidency then. It's not looking too good.
Sting ain't doing it. He should have came out the Raptors a little bit earlier.
That's true.
I think he waited too long to go in the Royal Rumble.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you got to check
he
in.
He was basically Joe Biden is the Big Show coming in at the 27th person.
You can't
and everybody
have him.
Coming together like, we got to get him out.
Yeah, you can't
like, we got to all push him out.
So then when is Michael Bloomberg coming into the Royal Rumble? He's coming in 30.
He's coming in at 30, but he's also the special guest as well, though, that you didn't know was even coming on for this. Like, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
He ain't wrestled in years.
He is. I didn't even know he wanted to be in the Royal Rumble. Mm. But you're going to let him get his off, you know, but he ain't going to win.
Edge was in the Royal Rumble this year.
And he didn't win.
He did not, no.
And he was, what number is he, like 24 or something?
No, he's like 16 or something.
So
he had a nice
run. They let him get his.
But he laid out on the outside a long time because he was tired as hell.
It's because he got a bad back still, right?
Well, he got cleared so he could wrestle. But, yeah.
But I'm saying, but is it still like that back needed to rest up for a little bit.
Well, he still has the same back he was born with. So, yeah, I'm going to assume. I haven't seen, well, except for Sir Smoke-A-Lot. He's the only person alive that got a backiotomy.
Backiotomy?
Yeah.
So is he coming back wrestling full time, or is he juggling for Royal Rumble?
Sir Smoke-A-Lot or Edge? Oh,
if it's Smoke-A-Lot, it's I will go to the next WWE event if Sir Smoke-A-Lot is coming down to the ring. I
want
to talk to Samson, and then he just walk out.
I'm going to make him on WWF No Mercy.
Sir Smoke with the green.
Yeah, and go find my, I'm going to go find my 64. I played 64 at the arcade here in St. Louis. They had a big screen.
Oh, what you call it?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it downtown?
At Updown.
Updown.
The one in Central West End. So me,
Ray. Did you create a player?
Well, I'll get to that.
Okay.
So me, Ray, and Rodney, mm-hmm. who are the hosts of the Black Ass Wrestling mm-hmm. Show. So it's coming soon.
Yep.
To the Scenario syndicated podcast.
And I told Ray that I just want to be on the first one just so y'all can just tell me like all the dumb shit I don't know about. Like,
yeah.
And
yeah.
I just talk about shit from the 90s.
If there's anything that has that can feed you endless dumb shit, it's pro wrestling. and the people that are aware of that are the ones that are really winning. They're the ones that really get it. But so we're in there and they had the game. It was like, oh shit, this is awesome. So we plug it in, popping through. Oh man, Stone Cold, The Rock. Kurt Angle, this is fire. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
Shane O'Mac.
Shane O'Mac, yes, who was in the Royal Rumble that we did for about 20 minutes, whooping ass. And then
Shane O'Mac was a G back then.
But then we paged over because you know back in the day you could create wrestlers mm-hmm. on there. So we went over there and on this random cartridge of this wrestling game, somebody had created Jay-Z. He was 6'3", 599 pounds, and he had on a red denim Rock-A-Wear fit. And he came out with a bottle in his hand when he walked out of Armandale.
Oh, because Armandale was popping then.
Jay-Z entered the Royal Rumble. So that's who you're waiting to see. That's what you're waiting to see right there.
Yeah. Oh, Jay-Z wouldn't be caught dead. He might sponsor some shit. Vince got to holler at him, though, like on some real, like, yo.
I don't think Jay-Z wants to talk to Vince McMahon.
And I think Vince McMahon wants to talk to Jay-Z either, though. I think this is a mutual situation.
Yeah, like, he's like, all right, I've given enough of them jobs. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I mean, I put the belt on with the Kofi Kingston guy already.
For a month. I've done my part. I think
and
Kofi,
and
yo.
And he's got all
yo.
Black, he's got all black coaches in the XFL, too.
And Kofi Kingston was champ in February.
Was it last February?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they put a Black History Month on us? I didn't realize he got...
See, that's an undercover Black History Month, see? And that's what we were talking
they
about.
Didn't have all black people with belts, though, that year? Wasn't it like a big thing?
Yes.
Like everybody had belts, though, at
it
the
was
same
hella
time?
Black people
like
with
the
belts.
Like the lightweight, light heavyweight.
Light heavyweight. Sasha Banks had the women's title.
And then
the New Day was the tag type.
Damn. Yep. They said, because they had that thing, Black Excellence, like with the Black Wrestling Excellence.
They blacked out February and then took all them belts the next
and
month.
And Vince McMahon hired all black coaches for the XFL.
Well, except for Bob Stoops.
And June Jones. Every
I
other
didn't even know
black.
June Jones was still alive.
Yeah. Hold on, you didn't know he was still alive?
Damn.
You didn't know June Jones is still alive? June
I just
still?
Looked and I was like, damn, all right. Who else is back there?
Yeah, I mean.
Tom Landry?
Oh, shit.
Chuck Noll?
Oh, damn. So you're saying that he, because that is his class, right?
I don't know how old he is. I just thought he's one of them people. You know them people you just think old as hell?
Like Danny Glover.
Yeah. Well, yes. Well, Danny Glover actually is, though.
Yeah, but he's been old for a long time, though.
Who's been old longer, him?
Morgan Freeman.
Him or Lou Gossett?
Morgan Freeman. I think Morgan Freeman's been older.
So, like, Lou Gossett and Danny Glover, to me, are, like, the black equivalent of Tom Selleck and what's my man that died? Burt Reynolds.
Oh, but Burt Reynolds kind of looked young, though, back when he did.
Tom Selleck did, too. I feel like Lou Gossett and Danny Glover.
But Lou Gossett looked young when he did the Officer and the Gentleman.
I know. It's like if I had a tag team match, though.
Oh, you're saying this.
The black equivalent of the white equivalent.
So they would just be.
Yeah,
just,
they would be against each other.
It'd be a two-hour battle because nobody's going to win.
Yeah.
Because they're both equals.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's real.
Even though with Sidney Poitier as the special referee. Oh,
Sidney Poitier and Henry Fonda.
Yes. Or maybe Jane Fonda. Jane Fonda Jane walked Fonda, out at the Oscars, and I was just like, she's still here. Yeah. She looked
God
like
bless
she did
her
in the 90s,
God
too.
Bless her heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we
like she walked out at the Oscars.
I still didn't see the Oscars.
And
I just saw the one.
I can imagine you probably won't watch the Oscars this year, too.
No, I mean, I watch the Oscars normally, but I didn't.
We're going to do the Oscars next week. We're going to do
Yeah, we got the black Oscars coming up.
We got the black Oscars coming up.
We're doing our own.
Yeah. We always have to redo things because they don't usually get them right. And it's February, so they can't say nothing to us about
no,
it.
No, it's Black History Month.
And we get an extra day in February this
we
year.
We also,
too.
Next week, we got to do the finish that black NFL
yes,
playoffs.
We can do
so
that.
So it's all blackness next week.
Well, the draft is coming up soon, too.
Ooh, we got the black draft.
You see, Cincinnati got the first pick.
Cincinnati's talking about trading it, though.
No, they're not.
You don't think they're
going to already negotiating with Burrow.
Okay.
Yeah, they
I mean, they would be stupid because that's great marketing.
That's everything they need.
Yeah, like
everything
you're
gonna
need. Sell tickets, jerseys, everything.
You got a white dude from the hood that's gonna be a quarterback in Cincinnati. You can't
from
ask
Ohio.
Yeah.
From an hour and a half away in Athens.
National
Ohio.
Champion. He's everything you need right there. Great yeah. White hype. He's the textbook.
Is
great
AJ
white
Green
hype.
Is AJ Green Sandy staying?
Who?
AJ Green.
They kind of can make him stay if they want to.
Yeah, because he locked down.
NFL kind of does that.
Yeah.
No, you go do what I said, boy. Even in February. So. All right,
before we move, did you watch any XFL games?
No, I tried not to.
Yeah, I didn't. I just saw that it was black.
People was like, it was cool. Oh, it's good. But I was like, all right, is this good because it's better than you expected it to be, or is it good because it's good?
It's not good because of nothing, because they can't the only play they have is to be able to say, we don't have an age restriction, and we're just going to throw money at cats like Trevor Lawrence or somebody.
Yeah, he ain't going to take that money.
But I'm saying that's the only way you're going to be able to – because that's how the USFL was able to get over, because they start throwing boatloads of money at people.
Yeah, they ain't spending that kind of money, though. USFL is signing cats to NFL contracts.
But that's the only way you're going to be able to compete.
I don't think they want to compete. I just think they want their own space after the NFL is done.
I don't even think there's – my thing is either you compete or there ain't no space.
They did damn good in the ratings this week. But I always want to see week two, though.
Week one was like, oh, let me see what's going on. And then week two – because I watched the first week of XFL the first time it came
out. Oh, it ain't that, though. It's not that.
Because that first week was crazy, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's not that, though. This was actually not bad football.
Yeah.
I mean, I was talking to cats. I was talking to cats that played, and they was like, oh, well.
It's not too bad.
It was like, all right.
Because he hate me. Why is he hating me not back as a coach?
He almost died last year.
I know, but he hate me back. He hate me, too. Like, somebody would have, too, like the second.
He'd have to literally change his name to he hate me, though.
No, but they let – remember that back that XFL, you could put your nickname on
Yeah, but
on
that's not this XFL.
But see, that's what they're messing up at.
I don't know. They messed up that first one pretty bad. I think
they
going
did, but he hate the nicknames were the best part.
Oh, that's fair.
Because he marketed himself and got back in the NFL off of that.
The cheerleaders weren't bad either.
That's true. Shout out to Vince McMahon. He definitely knows how to do that aspect of the game.
Vince did that for himself, but he let us share in the joy. So, yeah, all right. So, so let's go to the Super Bowl while we're here chopping it up on that. So the San Francisco 49ers lost to the Kansas City Chiefs in the second half. They could have won.
Should I say
the Chiefs won? I can say the Chiefs won.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
not the,
you took it real bad, man.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You was pretty upset. I got it on video.
I wasn't upset.
You was very hurt. Yeah, I got it on video.
I was okay.
If I send you the video, will you patch in the video of Matt's break of a meltdown during the Super Bowl?
I just don't like people having their cameras in my face.
But the meltdown was loose. Like, you just took the bottle to the head. Was like, fuck it.
I mean, that's all I did.
But then you walked away like, oh, man.
I ain't do all that. I ain't never in my life ever. Right, short arm. Oh.
No, okay, come on.
Oh. What the hell?
No, what, hold on.
What, did I get shot in the back? What am I, that kid on South Central?
You was upset. You was walking down. It was
hey,
like,
man, I have not authorized this footage to be shown, brother.
That's true.
Hold on now. I'm going to call the legal counsel.
Because shout out to Dub. Dub texted me. It's like, how was Matt doing at my home? So I was like, he doing better than I thought he would.
Yeah, it's only a loss.
But it's still bad. It's like, I was like, you know, it's like your friend, he lost all his money in gambling. But
that would have took like the Cardinals losing.
It wasn't, people, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's like the Cardinals give up a walk-off home run in the bottom.
In game seven.
In game seven. I'm going in the
so
streets.
So basically how Texas Rangers fans felt.
Yeah, well, that was game five. That was game six.
But that was, they still,
they
was going
to
wrap it up.
That was within inches of being done, yeah. That happens to me. I'm walking out in the streets. It's going to look like Bad Dudes, and you just be beating up cars and, like, taking poles out and stuff. I'm just going
to
wreck shit.
Because we told you not to put up that post on Facebook.
I didn't do it.
I know, but I'm saying you were, the idea that you thought about it, that put the taint on it. It was like literally after you decided not to do it, that's when.
Well, I feel like Jimmy Garoppolo had a little bit to do with it, but okay. If I need to carry the burden, I can.
I mean, I can't blame somebody I don't know. I'd rather blame you.
That's what your problem is, brother.
Brother, you blame the black man.
You looking a way to raise up the white man and not put fault on him.
Mention the Super Bowl, we're going to transition. Did you see the beef between E-40 and Richie Rich?
No.
Over the Bay Area?
No, I missed that. Please explain.
So
this sounds extraordinarily petty.
Yeah, so, you know, E-40 is a 49ers fan, because he's a 49ers fan, because Merton Hanks, all them was his boys back in the day. And Richie Rich is from Oakland part, so he's a Oakland fan. But the Bay is the Bay, and E-40 is wearing an Oakland Raiders jersey. And he was like, damn, is that how we just doing now? Raiders fans is letting anybody in? Mm. I thought you was down with the 49ers. And he took, it was like a random picture somewhere, and put it up. And then E-40 said, that's why you a snitch, you bitch ass. And he was like, you know you did it. And it was like, what do you mean? And so then people was like, oh, no, Richie Rich was snitching on cats back in
the
day. Oh,
no.
So him and E-40 was going back and forth on social media, and it all started from the San Francisco 49ers.
Super Bowl just tore people apart.
On the Super Bowl day.
Just tore people apart.
Tore crews apart.
I can spare going back into the Super Bowl and saying why it shouldn't have played out the way it did. That's fine. I got a lot of people I mess with in Kansas City who got their long, elusive W.
I mean, I didn't want Kansas City to win in general. I mean, it's just a thing against Kansas City people. St. Louis versus Kansas City. I just don't like them thriving.
Well, I didn't like what people were saying, the Missouri Chiefs.
No,
I said,
no, not at all.
Stop
not
that.
At all.
Stop
not at
that.
All. Not at all.
Stop
not
that. This is a win for Missouri.
No,
no,
it's
this
not.
Is a win for Kansas City.
City, yeah, no.
Like, there's nothing else to be said. It wasn't the Missouri Blues. It was the St. Louis Blues.
Yep.
And it's the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's not the Kansas City Kings. Like, if you root for the Los Angeles Kings, that's because, no, we ain't doing
it. It's not that. We ain't doing that. We're not granting you amnesty to skew sports
like that. No, we have a state rivalry. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's like Pittsburgh and Philly people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ain't nobody from Philly going to congratulate Pittsburgh and vice versa.
No.
Ain't no Pittsburgh person congratulating the Sixers if they win a championship, even though they don't have no basketball team.
Absolutely.
They will not. They'd be like, that's cool. We all Cavaliers fans, though, because we on the west side of the state.
Right. We don't mess with them.
Nope.
So, but in the spirit of the Super Bowl, the question would be, who did it better between J-Lo and Shakira? So,
J-Lo, just because she's 50.
How old is Shakira?
She 30-something.
There's no way she's 30-something.
Yeah, Shakira's in her 30s. Oh, she's 45? Shit.
There's no, I would say, I'm 30-something. She's definitely older than me.
Shakira was that much older than us?
Yes.
I thought she was around our age.
No.
Shit, okay.
That's like, she doesn't get the MLB age adjustment. She really out here.
Then I'm going to go with, I'm still going to go with J-Lo.
I'm going to go with Shakira.
Why is that?
She did something special for me.
Okay. So you were sitting next to everybody.
Not like that. Not that special.
Okay.
Unfortunately,
saying,
age.
I was saying,
is,
we were sitting at the same party together.
Age is taking that level of special away from me. Nothing is that special anymore.
It just don't work the same no more,
it just doesn't.
That's one that's a real shit though.
That's one of them things that's lost in time.
He was like,
you can't just,
I need a little bit more.
You can't just show me something.
Yeah, you need, I need a little bit more.
I need some scratch and sniff. Otherwise,
it ain't gonna do nothing for me. No, don't do nothing for me no more. I'll get you.
However, the Super Bowl did do something for some people because we talk about this man in the news that claimed that watching the Super Bowl halftime show it compromised his morals and made him lose his soul.
Somebody got something happening there. Maybe he had a rejuvenation.
It was jumping.
He must not have seen the Super Bowl with Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake. Then
I mean, that got him off. I mean, no, that wasn't the same thing. He didn't feel offended by that because Justin was there to wipe away. It was only those Latin women with their flag inside of God's flag.
Yeah, and the American flag with the Puerto Rican flag and all that.
They ain't like that.
Yeah, I mean, fuck them. Straight, plain, and simple. Fuck them.
So the Super Bowl also had another moment in the continued saga of Colin Kaepernick, who wasn't present.
Of course he was.
But however, Jay-Z was.
Do you think Colin Kaepernick could even get in an NFL game, period?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
A Super Bowl then.
Sure.
You think they would let him in?
Everybody is at the Super Bowl.
But I'm saying I could see his picture being on a wall like, this the only motherfucker y'all won't let in.
He's coming. He's coming in.
Okay.
So during the national anthem, Demi Lovato singing the national anthem.
Mm-hmm. And people are trying to say it was better than Whitney Houston's.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
That's the most appropriate to say that during God's month of February.
Not even better than Marvin Gaye's.
Because God's black. So it's his month.
Yeah, and it's not better than Marvin Gaye's either. So let's keep it moving.
No, it's not. It's fine. But
Bruce Springsteen didn't even get it better.
I mean, at any rate,
yeah.
Jay-Z and Beyonce were in the suite at the Super Bowl.
That was the real suite, not the side chick suite.
No, that was absolutely the real chick suite.
Okay.
When you are married to Beyonce, you better not have a side chick suite. You better bring it to you.
So
don't be out here.
So how if he did want to have a side chick? He just has to watch it from home, the concert from home, or from home. Does he have a feed that's actually built into the stadium?
No, he'd have to do the same thing the cats in the NFL do with their side chicks and put them in a different section. That's all.
Oh, so you can see the concert, but you just can't watch it with me.
Yeah. you can be with me, but not with me. Just like the day before Valentine's Day.
Oh. Or is it the day after? Or is
no, the day of Valentine's Day. You are still with me in my heart, but you can't physically be with me today.
100%.
But Colin Kaepernick, Jay-Z and Beyonce didn't stand up during the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So Cap said, I thought we was beyond this kneeling on social media, which was one of those, snaps, yeah. Like got people fired up. But did Jay-Z end up winning ultimately by popping up and getting the $100 million donation towards Activist? What was the college
that
he got
it
from?
Yeah, it's,
Either way,
yeah.
He got the NFL to donate $100 million towards the causes that for the commission that he took leadership on. So, however, he also said he didn't stand up, not because of any protests, because he was so into the performance. Now, that's I wasn't fixated by that thing that way now. I mean, I didn't even really care to watch it. Because Demi Lovato had said some ridiculous stuff the week before, and I was just like, all right. And she said
there we go.
Single women are more equipped to raise children than single men. And I was just like, well, what's the math on that? But whatever. Go ahead, Demi. So yeah.
Where did that come from, though?
It was, I don't know. I don't remember. Okay. I was reading some tackhead article on Yahoo, feeling like this is not who I want my life to be, reading stuff like this. So I got out of there after I read that. But so yeah, that happened. So is that a cop-out by Jay, or do you think Jay really was lost in the mix like that?
Man, I don't know, man. Because I can see it both ways. Mm-hmm. I can see him totally being like, man, I'm talking to my wife real quick. Fuck that shit. And then I can also see, like, we caught up talking about something, hanging out, and I forgot that it was happening.
Right.
Because there's so many, it's loud around you. You in a box. Was it in a box?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so it's people talking all around you and stuff like, hey, you got my crown? Are you going to get my crown?
Well, meanwhile.
She want a margarita.
Well, meanwhile, your boy is up in his box putting on a whole performance during the national anthem.
Who you talking
Donald
about?
Trump. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He's waving his hands and being a conductor and doing all of this.
So extra. Even the most conservative presidents of all time ain't did that. They just sit there and chill, like, okay, cool. Hey,
I've just been impressed by how impressed is the wrong word, but surprised or astonished is too. It's been something to behold the last month for him too.
Yeah, he was like, maybe I can get this sweat off my ass because it's Black History Month. Like, maybe they're going to focus on this Black History thing, though. And it hasn't been a great Black History Month, you know, in general. Because, Kobe died end of January, right? Martin King Day, right? He died on, like, the 20th, right?
Yeah.
So you had that going into the February. Yeah. Think about it, he's almost been dead a month already, and we they on some bogus shit too. They just buried him this week, so they've been 3 or 4 weeks out.
Oh, did they put him in the ground?
Just this week.
Okay.
The funeral was this week.
I had to stop checking for all that.
Yeah, I just saw it on the bottom of ESPN, and it was like they got laid to rest in a private ceremony. It was like Monday or Tuesday.
Did Shaq go?
They didn't say who was there. They just said private ceremony.
Okay.
So we don't know who was there. That Staples Center joint though is gonna be. Is it going to be bigger than Michael Jackson's, you think?
Probably.
They were talking about putting it at the USC Coliseum at one point.
Yeah, probably.
You think because he's a part of L.A. more than Mike is? Like, Mike, if you just had to put it on, like, a planet or something, if you wanted the world to come see it.
Yeah.
But, like, the part of the city, Kobe
means
part of the
more to that city.
Yeah.
And the combination of his daughter going, too.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Mike just died.
But you got to do it at Staples. They got to put a statue up too. Trying to get that cranking.
You got somebody getting paid right now, like
yeah. Trying to get that cranking.
Somebody putting out their specs. Like I got the idea right here. I got the design right here, already set to go. So Patrick Mahomes wins the Super Bowl. Shout out to him.
Pat Mahomes did win the Super Bowl. Third black quarterback of all time.
Is he really black though?
Yeah, he's really black. He's half
black. He's black.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, it's not as impactful as Doug Williams black.
Well, because Doug Williams was first.
Okay.
Now, is it more impactful than Russell Wilson, who did it second?
Might be equal. I'm just saying Doug Williams is like blackety black. He went the Grambling, like, you can't get no more blacky than Doug Williams.
Patrick Mahomes
could hoop. If Cam Newton would have won, he'd be Mr. Planner in and out, though. Mr. Planner said? If Lamar Jackson would have won.
Well, yeah, well. There's never been a blacker quarterback than Lamar Jackson. Maybe Michael Vick.
Oh, no, Michael Vick is. Oh, did you watch 30 for 30?
Not yet, no.
I just started. Yeah.
I need to. I forgot about it. But so shout out to Patrick Mahomes, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Chiefs, man. It's always dope to see teams getting it done like that. It's always a nice little wrinkle for the league. Pay that man. I don't want to hear no haggling. I don't want to hear no discussion.
Does he get paid before Dak?
If Dak was smart, he would. I wouldn't sign anything until Pat Mahomes raises the bar again.
Like, okay, he
can. Deshaun Watson shouldn't sign nothing.
So everybody's sitting on ice.
I would be chilling. I'd be chilling.
Going franchise tag me,
if
cool.
I was under 30 years old, I'm chilling. Before
franchise tag me, cool.
Yeah. I want the franchise after he signs, though. Like,
oh, because it's going to bring the average up.
I'm not signing anything until he decides what he's going
to
do.
But with a franchise, it doesn't matter. You have to sign a franchise, don't you?
No, I have to, no.
You mean you can hold out then, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, okay. Then we get into another thing.
Remember how well that worked out for Le'Veon Bell?
Man, that didn't go well at all.
So, speaking of getting into another thing here.
And I really believed in that, too.
This is something that I feel like we're obligated to discuss, mm-hmm. So we shall. Gayle King stuck both her feet in her mouth this week.
Ooh.
And probably something else in the process.
Ooh. Ooh. I know that she said it was a fuller interview, and I haven't seen the fuller interview, full disclosure. But it just didn't look good.
So here's my thing. When there's more to be heard, you need to hear the context that it's set in. There's some things that even when you say it in the context of the bigger
it's
statement,
still fucked up.
You still said that.
Yeah.
It ain't like nobody cut and pasted it and put together something that you never said. You said that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what she does talking about Kobe's rape charges and was trying to do it in an atmosphere where, in my opinion, she was trying to start some shit. She's sitting in there with Lisa Leslie.
And it was weird, like, why, you, it's like, whatever athlete I talk to first, I'm going to ask them. It was like... Well,
and you talk to a female athlete
about
it. Yeah,
but it doesn't matter. It felt like it didn't matter. Whoever I talked to first, I was going
to
ask them this.
I feel like she was waiting to do it with a female athlete because she wanted a cosign.
You're saying, period, it didn't matter what it could have been, Serena Williams.
She would not have been sitting in there talking to Allen Iverson about that. She would have talked to any female athlete.
So if it was Serena
that.
Williams, you'd be like, oh, you know, Kobe.
She would have absolutely asked
like,
her.
Like, you're from L.A., you're from Compton. I know you probably really like Kobe. Did you think he raped that woman? Whoa. Like,
that's an agenda that she had.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't, first of all, don't be threatening to kill people.
Yeah.
And all of that. That's too far.
The Snoop thing was out of line. Let's keep it 100.
Yeah. It was funny. But
it was funny, but it was like still like, damn, man. I thought Snoop was on this other path.
Snoop down deep just proves the same thing as the rest of us.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
No, not that. That's not what I was going to say. No, that was not what I was going to say. What I was going to say is that Snoop is just being victim of the same thing we all are. Down inside, way down deep.
Still a Negro.
He's still the cat that he was at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And when you trigger him, he going to go back to being who he is. That was deep cover, Snoop.
Yeah, but he even paused himself like, y'all, should I do it? And he's like, he didn't want to do it. And he was like, you know what? Your dog head bitch. What is it? Funky dog headed bitch?
It was something like that, yeah. Yeah, it became a hashtag, so that I think that's about right. But
and then he brought the Bill Cosby thing. That's when he went off the rails to me, though, like.
Snoop was big mad. That's what happened. Snoop got mad. He like got that kind of mad where you start talking about all sorts of stuff.
That had nothing
and you
to do
be
with
like,
this.
Like, you really didn't get this off your chest?
Remember when your mom used to slap me and stuff back in the day? You'd be like, my mom used to slap you? Like, damn. I didn't know about this.
So, like, when you get into an argument, like, with your lady, and you, like, it's really just like, oh, am I going to hold back? Or am I going to let this Hadouken go?
Yeah, I'm going to drop this nuke. Hiroshima.
And you just, like, forget it. It's time. And then you just let the whole thing ride right in that moment.
And then the retreat happens. Like, I didn't mean none of that. I said, though, why do you send the whole Hiroshima?
I just go in the other room. I just go away when I got to drop that type of bomb. I'm like, can you get out of my way, please? I got to go somewhere else.
But I mean, I think the whole death threat thing, and at the same time, I really think that Gayle King would really fear for life? Maybe, but
is she playing the victim?
I'm in between on it because I mean I get it. If a whole bunch of cats is saying like, "Yo, we gonna fuck you up when we see you," type thing, it can fuck with you over time. No, regardless of if you think that they can't do shit or not,
yeah,
I get
that's
true. You know what I'm saying? You see too many like, fuck you. You live at 1525 Main Street, and you like, damn, I do live at 152 Main Street. How'd you figure that shit out? And you like, oh shit, they in my DM saying that. Mm-hmm. Maybe I need to think about it. But at the same time, you're like, ain't nobody finna do shit. When have we had, like, somebody really do some shit talking shit online? That's another thing, though. But when somebody's sending you death threats, it's kind of hard for
somebody
to say that. Yeah,
I just put it this way. You ain't got to send no death threats over Kobe.
Yeah.
Or the audacity to bring up that situation. It's in bad taste.
It was very bad taste.
But we don't need to be killing people for it.
It ain't that. It ain't all that.
You know what I mean?
This ain't no Meet You at Temecula shit. You know.
Even that wasn't.
Even though I wanted to see that. That would have been that was great content at the time.
Yeah, that was A1.
Then he dropped the diss track.
Yeah. Yeah. Twitter went to another level with that.
I think that was the last of the purity of Twitter around then. Like just fun things that would just happen there that would just be a section right there. I think that the news media start picking up because they picked up on that and start putting that on. That was on like Huffington Post and BuzzFeed.
Today Show.
Yeah.
Like Good Morning America.
That was the end of Twitter being just small ecosystem of fun because then they watching what the fuck people are talking about on Twitter.
That was a crossroads for black Twitter.
Yep.
I started getting out of black Twitter then. Yeah. Like I'm still like in it, but I ain't.
I mean,
I'm in it, but. This still, let me ask you about Twitter. Mm-hmm. I go on Twitter every once in a while to look up some news or something.
Yeah.
That's what I look
for. I
tweet
maybe every two or three days.
Yeah, make a little statement. But I still see cats on there that's running the same playbook on Twitter that
what do you mean? $50 date? I mean, $100 date?
Talking about just the same.
Yeah, $100 dates.
Yeah, talking about
women
the same stuff.
Shit.
Like dog,
I got friend zoned it.
You'd be like, bro, you are 12 years older than you were when.
And you were 28 then.
Yeah. Fake names, you know what I'm saying? Just out here just wilding out. Like, I just Twitter is a place where people, it's like Never Never Land. You just go to Never Never Land and just stay there and be the
comparison.
Same age as you was forever. You never have to grow up on Twitter.
You could be the same. You could do the same tweet. Same. You could actually copy the same tweets, just recycle them.
You just can become a bot. Like, you could just be a bot version of yourself. Like, that's.
And maybe we the old man. Maybe we the old man. Because I don't.
They're the same age as us, though.
I know. But I'm saying maybe we just aging out. You know, and part of it is, we got the podcast. I can get out everything I want to fucking say on the podcast.
Yeah, but we don't intentionally pick petty fights with people here.
That's true. I ain't doing that.
People doing that in their late 30s.
I ain't never having to debate over $100 dates.
I'm not debating over
time.
Any
Remember,
price
that was the
of
whole
a
thing
date.
On Twitter for a
it was
long $200 time?
Dates.
It was $200 dates. Negro, I did it. That ain't shit.
I'm having one on Friday. I ain't. Hey. Hey.
Yeah, real shit.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
At some point in your life, if you're not having $200 dates, something wrong
sucker.
With you.
No, you a sucker.
Because your taste should be high enough.
I want to go do some fly shit. You want to come with me?
I had a $90 dinner on accident the other day.
By yourself.
But I didn't care.
By yourself.
No, it was multiple. It was multiple. But I didn't even do anything.
Well, you didn't bat an eye.
I had like two drinks in the entree and paid for her stuff too. But like, if I want to really go for it, $200 shouldn't be the mark.
No.
Like, that's got to adjust for inflation.
But they're still at the same place 10 years ago.
But they're still at the same place that they were 10 years ago. So, I don't know.
So, is it 250 with inflation?
We'll have a conversation. I want to have a social media conversation, a deep dive social media episode with the commentary. Oh. We need to do that when we go on their show.
Yeah. We want that.
We need to do that there. We'll table that. So let's do some quick hits on a few things here before we get to This Week in Racism and the return of one of the program's favorite segments. Mm-hmm.
Exactly a year two for this segment coming back.
That's true. So the Seattle superhero is now selling drugs.
Phoenix Jones has went from hero to drug dealer.
Now, for people that aren't acquainted, please introduce them or reintroduce them to
Phoenix Jones.
Phoenix
Jones was like when he actually has like a Kevlar suit. He walks around Seattle and like he saved people from getting carjacked, babies, people from getting robbed, all kind of different things. He even went to London and did it for a while. He even traveled and did like the special edition of the comic book and going over to London for the London edition.
It's like Alpha Flight.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Discovered Wolverine.
Yeah.
You know, over there. And he went over there. Then I guess that money wasn't coming in, man. He started a whole his own Justice League in Seattle, everything. Cats weren't getting paid.
Hold on.
It was like four or five different cats. Yeah.
Time out.
Mm-hmm.
30 seconds.
Yeah, okay.
Seattle has a Justice League, but they don't have an NBA team.
Our engineer, would you please tell him about this Justice League?
Yeah. All right. Well, so there we go.
Yeah, he's MMA. He's also MMA. He was like 4-0.
So he's like show enough.
Potentially.
Okay. He was training like 3 or 4 forms. You got your mic on, right?
Nah.
Let's do that.
Turn your mic on. All
right. Yeah, so he got a bunch of people together, and I think it was like 6 to 10 of them, something like that. But he broke them up because he said that they weren't taking the training seriously. They were out of weight, or overweight and not in shape.
So he broke the Justice League up?
Yeah, pretty much.
He broke up the Justice League over body shaming?
Yeah, pretty much. He pretty much was saying that
the
they weren't
on these streets really fighting crime.
Yeah, and they weren't like taking the training seriously, and they were overweight and all this other stuff. So he broke them up and said, I'm not putting my name on a product that isn't up to snuff, right? My personal theory
wanted to become Nino Brown.
Huh?
He wanted to become Nino Brown.
Yeah. Well, my personal theory is that, like, because right after all of this, this is when, like, the cops got a tip. That's why they sort of investigated him and trying to set him up, because somebody told him that he was, told them that he was on
drugs. When the Justice League dined him out, because they know he was selling coke on the side.
Was it Sean Kemp?
No, Sean Kemp been gone. No. He's a world traveler. He got like 12 baby mamas. He got to move.
Sean Kemp is still the man in Seattle, though.
But he still got to move around. He can't stay in one city longer than.
All right, so the Justice League of Seattle got broke up over body shaming and allegations that Black Batman was selling drugs.
Yes.
All right, so here's my question.
Yes. What superhero will sell?
Real life is really a weird place sometimes. So I need to go to fantasy world here.
Mm-hmm.
So if there was a superhero that was moving weight on the streets, who would be the most successful? I'm going to say Spider-Man.
Because he can move from place to place like that?
He can swing around all over the place. He can hide his drugs in them little web pouches all around the city. Anywhere you go, Spider-Man probably got something for you.
I'm going to say Magneto.
Magneto?
Mm-hmm.
An old rich Jew is selling drugs on the streets?
What do you think happens in real life?
Well, I'm just saying, not one that flies around and has a cape and a helmet, though.
Yeah, but that's the point. He can do metal. You can't put him in jail. You can't do nothing with
him. They had him in jail in, like, X-Men 3.
Yeah, but these real jails wouldn't have shit for Magneto.
Oh, these real jails. Oh,
wouldn't
okay.
have shit for Magneto.
Wait a minute. We got real jails, but we got Magneto.
Exactly.
All right. All right. Everything makes sense
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My runner-up was The Flash, because he'd be the best corner boy of all time.
You ain't never going to... No, he's going to be able to make all the runs fast.
I'm your pusher.
The Flash should be there.
So what's up with Phoenix Jones, man? Is he
he's indicted right now.
All right, so he's going to prison.
And
as
his girl is too, though. So his girl.
Oh my god!
So I'm assuming it's like Catwoman.
This would have been a way better finale for Power.
I've watched Power in 2.5 years.
I know, but having somebody become a superhero and then get indicted for drugs would have been a way better finish.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Shout out to Phoenix Jones, man. Hold your
well,
head.
I guess.
Hold
I
your
mean.
Head, Phoenix.
I don't know.
Hold your head.
He feels a lot like, hold your ankles.
hold your ankles.
It sounds like he going.
I mean, you think you're going to fuck with Phoenix Jones was fucking people up in the streets.
I know. Is he Rorschach? Is he going to be in prison just breaking cats off by himself?
If you're a person, do you want to test it? If you this dude and knocked out and choked out people in the regular streets?
Listen, man.
I mean, I know the numbers game will get you. Somebody got to go first and get fucked up.
Well, yeah, you got to send somebody forward in the first place. But is he Frank Castle? Every time the Punisher goes to jail, he wrecks cats. Cats don't want to mess with the Punisher.
That's true. And he gets out right afterwards.
Yeah, he always
he
gets
walks,
out.
He walks right out.
Daredevil went to prison one time.
Walked right out, too.
They didn't believe him, though, because he was blind. but anyway. All right, let's get to one of America's favorite segments.
Let's do it.
Let's get to it. This Week in 50 is back.
Yeah.
The first of two revival segments for the week.
50 is back. Got into a French Montana. He also said that I have a new finale coming out. I did not punch him. What kind of brother you think I am?
You think?
And then he looked at the camera like, you know I did that shit, right? You know I beat his ass, right?
Give that camera right there the look.
Okay. He went, no, what kind of person you think I am?
We need to zoom in. We need to zoom in on him. Look straight, right over there.
Straight here. What kind of brother you think I am? I mean, I got the finale coming up for Power. Got all this stuff going on. I'm just saying.
50, did you actually do that shit?
No. I didn't hit no French Montana. I don't even know where a French Montana is. I don't even know where that is.
Oh, that nigga did that shit.
That's exactly what happened.
I don't want to see French Montana fight 50. I don't want that. That seemed like one of them celebrity fights where it just gets out of sorts and you just kind of be
and
like.
And then it gets to a situation where because black people start to say like, look themselves like, are we really going to go with the guy that's Arabic or go with a black person? And I don't want to get into that situation.
That's not.
I don't want it to be that because that's what the Nick Cannon Eminem thing turned into. Like, are you going to support your blackness or are you going to support Eminem?
Yeah, let's not do that.
I don't like racial fights.
I don't either. Let's move into our next segment here.
Mm-hmm.
The return of absolutely something. It was time. It was time for this one. It's
hot
time.
The presses.
It's time for the return of This Week in Jussie.
Jussie is back. They gave him 7-8 counts.
Jussie caught some charges, baby.
They said you thought it was over.
A special prosecutor completed a look in the Smollett, and he was indicted again by Cook County. By a grand jury on 6 counts pertaining to making false police reports. You think you was going to lie on America's biggest gang and you was going to get away with it? Nah, son. Nah. So, at this point, where does Jussie go from here?
There's nowhere else he can go.
I mean, what's going to happen? What's going to happen here? You think they're going to let him go? Or he going to be in there with Phoenix Jones?
Ooh.
Will Phoenix Jones and Jussie Smollett form a duo like Luke Cage and the Iron Fist?
Or is he more like the mastermind supposed to be like Lex Luthor and Deathstroke?
Jussie Smollett?
Yeah.
As Deathstroke?
Yeah.
I'm going to go against
that.
No.
Jussie Smollett is
Lex Luthor
and Phoenix Jones is Deathstroke.
Well, damn, maybe. I don't know.
But I'm just thinking because Jesse tried to come up with all these plans and these plots to do shit, and Phoenix Jones is going to whoop ass and get paid.
That's true. That's true. Phoenix Jones might be more 50 Cent, though.
More 50?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Jesse thought it was over. He was like, y'all took me off of Empire. Y'all done everything against me.
Has Empire taken Empire off Empire yet?
I think Empire's over.
Okay, great. So, as always in This Week in Jesse, we have to relate this to something else in life, and it has to be tied into something else that's happened here. But with the return of the segment, which could looks like it's going to have more legs to it now, so excited about that. But with This Week in Jesse, have you ever been beyond something and then it just come back around and you just be like, damn,
I can't believe this.
I can't get away from this.
No, never. All the time I do. Honestly, all the time I do.
It's like going to homecoming and your ex still mad at you about something that happened in college.
And you're 38.
And you're 38. And you way beyond $200 dates, but she's still talking about why she didn't go on a $200 date.
And you got that new bitch.
And that's my wife, actually. Thank you very much. I've been done with you for a while.
Jesse's at. I haven't seen you since I was 28.
That's where Jesse's at right now. His ex-girlfriend, who's still single, rolled up on him in God's month of February on Valentine's Day when he's enjoying a nice $300 date with his spouse, talking about stuff that had nothing to do with this version of him.
And he's sitting there waiting for you.
Although Jesse really did do this. So this is more or less maybe like a Maury Povich episode.
Yeah, well, you got the, the paternity test says that's a lie.
You are the daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we was over with that.
And then he comes back for the other kids. Like, yes. Was like, you got three more women claiming that you're the father of all their kids.
And then next thing, you got a whole box of Sour Patch Kids.
Early.
Hanging out on you.
Shout out to Jesse, man.
For the content sake of this program, man, let's keep This Week in Jesse alive until we get some real justice.
Yeah, This Week in Jesse is back. We just got to call flagrant people out, at least for the rest of this quarter.
Okay.
He getting locked up next week, so we'll see what he claims and when he steps into court, though, what his plea is.
All right, so I got one thing before we go to the to This Week in Racism that I wanted to hit. Actually, no. Let's go to This Week in Racism first, because this is really going to be a segment for you this week. I feel like this is really somewhere that you're going to shine. So time for this for America's favorite segment, America's actual favorite segment, or at least Black America's favorite segment. In Black History Month.
And our Hispanic brothers and sisters, they love this segment.
Absolutely. Minority Corner is what this is. We're about to turn it up a notch because it is God's month. And so it's time for This Week in Racism. So we got a doubleheader this week. And so first of all, Rush Limbaugh has cancer.
Where's the cool in the gang at?
When you got the news, where were you?
I played Cooling Game. I was literally, it popped up on my screen from a text message from actually you.
It was from me, yeah.
And I hit the play thing. It says, Rush Limbaugh got cancer. I literally went right into my iPod, and I went to Cooling Game Celebration. Like it was the 1982 Cardinals World Series. I felt the same way almost.
I've never hustled. Then let's change the music for this week's program, and we'll do Cool in the Gang from this point on. Change it up. No This Week in Baseball.
Cool in the Gang.
So all right, that's better. So here's the thing. When I saw it, I've never hustled to send a story to anybody quicker
than me
than that. Because I forever wanted to be associated with when you found out about that moment.
Yeah, man. Dude, I was like, word. Like, he really gone?
Like, if you don't believe in karma.
I was like, yo, I feel it, though, man. Like, yo, like, thank you, Rush. Like, this is the best way for you to go out.
Thank you for giving us
some whole bunch of years of racism. And thank you for giving us cancer to take you out.
Wait a minute. He gave us cancer? Like, you created
it? The man upstairs.
Oh, okay.
The man upstairs gave us cancer to take him out. Okay. Cancer is fuck cancer in general.
Yes.
But not for Rush Limbaugh.
Okay.
Well, that's your,
And I know that sounds fucked up, but, man, he said a lot of fucked up shit. Fuck him.
All right.
I don't wish nobody to die in the world. And I don't want him to die. I just want it to be a long, arduous process.
Okay. Well, you know, we're all going to die eventually, so I mean, that's just kind of where it's at.
But I would hope that you would die and it'd be peaceful for you.
Thank you, man. You too. Yeah. You too.
But not Rush Limbaugh.
Okay. All right.
I want to be nice and drawn out.
Oh.
And where he just can't even die.
Mm-hmm.
It just keeps on just attacking his lungs.
I want him to end up in like a scene from like Green Book where he got to get driven. He got to get driven somewhere by a brother.
And it's who's the brother though that you have to drive him?
Who keeps stopping like at
Juicy
Popeyes?
J from 3-6 Mafia has to drive him around for his last few weeks of life. Juicy J. Juicy J.
Green Book 2.
Hey, but he knows all the white towns that you can go to that accept him as Rush Limbaugh because mm-hmm. he can't go to cities.
No.
Because cities won't fuck
but
with
I
him.
Want Juicy J to take him to Detroit. I want Juicy J to take him to
so you're saying he gets to go to all black cities.
East St. Louis.
And he's got to atone for what he said.
I want him to go to I want
Flint.
Him, yeah.
Cleveland.
Gary, Indiana.
Gary. There's a lot of places in Michigan. There's a lot of focal points. St. Louis.
Finish it up.
Kansas City.
St. Louis. Nap time.
Little Rock. Nap. Memphis.
Yes. Of course, Memphis.
He's got to go to Memphis. Atlanta.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the end of the tour. Take him to the South.
Houston, Dallas.
This sounds like how you do that there.
Yeah, basically we just do all the cities that Master P.
Just take him on a how you do that there tour.
Oh
man.
Mentioning how you do that there.
I was gonna wait for that because I want to make an album.
Okay.
I want to make an album. Master P's got a Christmas. He's got a Christmas album.
Christian
music. He's making Christian music.
And he brought his son in for the con.
Yeah.
Because I call him the con.
Okay.
For the con.
We gonna run back around to that one. Do we wanna give Troll Queen a moment here on This Week in Racism, or do we just want to ride it out with Rush?
No, I mean, all right, Rush is cool.
Troll Queen being Tommy Lahren.
Yeah, fuck her.
Who I still believe was on episode of Blacked in college.
Oh, 100%.
And now she's just trying to get on the other side of
it. Yeah, it feels so bad about it.
Yeah.
If y'all know what Blacked is, just
Google it. Well, just, yes, Google it. Google Not it. From your work computer.
Yeah, no.
Don't do that. So, all right, so I got a question for you. There's a new fragrance coming to town. The Essence de la Badu.
Look here.
The Sorceress Queen, the R&B Sorceress Queen has found a way to channel her essence into a fragrance
that
smells unto herself.
You don't want that as a man. Because then you're going to be out here wearing kufis and you know, burlap pants like
so,
never coming out of an album like J. Electronica.
You know how...
Andre 3000 ain't been the same since then. He's scared to fucking rap.
Common was weird for a while.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. It took him to get with Serena to get back right. He had to go Compton to get back right.
Compton rejuvenated him.
Yeah.
Where is Erykah Badu from?
Dallas.
That's right.
She's from Dallas.
Never dealt with a Dallas chick. Went to school with a lot of them. Never dealt with one, though.
Dallas women are dope.
I don't think so. Yeah. Definitely a good time for women. But so Erykah Badu has found a way to get the Essence de la of her vagina into a fragrance that I feel like could be one of the primary threats. You know, like... People out here dying from the coronavirus. The flu is taking people down. At the airport today, they found somebody is trying to smuggle in a bunch of birds from China, trying to bring the bird flu back. But I feel like Erykah Badu's vaginal scents could be it could be the toughest thing has faced black men since child support and high blood pressure.
100%. It's number three. Child support, high blood pressure, Erykah Badu's coochie.
Yeah.
In that order.
Can you imagine if that gets sprayed in your vicinity, what's going to happen to you?
You're going
to
be out for a while.
You're going to be down, brother. But you're going to be looking for her. It's going to be like The Walking Dead.
But they all looking for Erykah Badu?
Yes. It's going
to
be like
Women
going
to think it's actually a thing for her to have more men and her disciples.
Mm-hmm.
You think, oh, I'm going to put this on. My man going to be feeling me like, no. She actually has a little buzzer that like a little thing that pulls all the men out to her.
But
and
didn't,
walk around.
In a complete opposite move. See, like, you know how we be getting swagger jacked.
Yeah, honestly.
Culture vultures be taking our stuff, making it worse. This is actually a reversal of fortune because Gwyneth Paltrow dropped that candle to smell like her joint.
Yeah, but
and I can only imagine that probably smells like something you get at Bath and Body Works. It's just a
probably smell like mayonnaise.
vanilla mayonnaise wallflower.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Hey, I'm just saying, y'all.
Wait a minute. Mayonnaise or Miracle Whip?
mayonnaise. I mean, Miracle Whip is a little
like that mayonnaise. Like they had them packets, like when you be getting that sandwich yep. when you get
and
locked
then,
up.
And then give
they give you that thin ass sandwich and they give you them condiments.
I wouldn't know about that. You,
and them
you
condiments
may know about that.
The condiments
know about
be
that.
A little thicker than the sandwich.
Oh, that's only for a certain sector.
That mayonnaise only comes in that blue package, too. Yeah. It just says mayonnaise on
or
it.
Or that yellow one, too.
There's a yellow. Oh, that's no, that's Hellman's. That's the fancy one.
Yeah, but it's a yellow
but
one.
But you
too.
Said she smells like that mayonnaise.
Yeah,
though.
That mayonnaise, that's true. That I give her the Hellman's. Yeah. You're right. No, it's that blue pack.
Okay. Who smells like the Hellman's? Who's right. got a fancy vaginal candle?
Mmm. You think it's Scarlett?
Nah, man.
Where are we gonna go?
I'm gonna say Hillary Clinton.
Ooh, really? Why is that?
Explain or a young Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi looked like she was bad when she was young.
Hold on, dude.
Take a look
Nancy
at her.
Nancy Pelosi?
Take a look at her. Next time you see Nancy Pelosi.
Now you're gonna fuck it all up, because everybody listening will be like, yo, Nancy Pelosi.
Hey.
Matt put me on game. Like
I'm wearing a T-shirt this spring with a young Nancy Pelosi on it. Wearing it on the show with
a young Nancy
with some all white forces. Maybe some dope mans
for the Pelosiites out there.
I bet you she was cold when she was young. She got the helmets.
She got the helmets.
Or at least she had it.
She had it.
In like 1977.
She got Miracle Whip now?
I don't know what happened. It might be like olive oil now.
Okay. This is melted down.
It's just different. Something else. Yeah. That Erykah Badu got to stay away from me, man.
I'm good.
That seemed like back when the Joker had that clown
and
that
would
the gas coming across
come out
the city.
Yep.
Yeah.
That sounds
that,
just like
that Badu, there's nothing that you can get. There's nothing.
She said she melted down her panties and everything.
First of all, how you melt down some
she
panties?
She said she don't wear her panties no more. She don't wear panties at all anymore.
I can't imagine that she could. I can just imagine she couldn't. I mean, that just...
It's on brand.
Yeah.
Like, but it's not like nasty on brand. It's like, no, I see her doing that. Carry on.
I'm okay with it. I endorse it. I'm Matt Whitener, and I endorse this message. That'd be my campaign. All right, man. Let's get to the scenario
we
of the week.
We only got one more.
Which one?
Jackson State. Or do we want to? We want
to. I want to wait. I think there's more coming.
You want to wait till all them details?
I want to wait. Yeah, I want to wait.
let that sit in the.
I need
the
to
microwave.
Create. I need to create a tree for that, like one of them crime trees, and they got like the Don at the top, and then the underbosses and all that, like the one from Godfather
yeah.
2,
where they was like, oh, this person connected to this.
I want to really break this down.
Okay. Fair enough, because we ain't got all the details. By next week, we'll have all the details.
We're going to have it all by then.
Yeah,
time.
We'll have all the details.
Scenario
Jackson
of the week.
Jackson State,
week.
We coming for y'all, though. Just
yeah,
for the
yeah,
record.
Oh, yeah, we coming. Prepare to be mad at us,
mm-hmm.
HBCU people.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming. It's happening. So scenario of the week this week has been unavoidable in the culture. Russell Wilson debuted a new side of himself, if we'll call it that. He was out at an event with Sierra.
Unveiled her being pregnant.
Yes. She's pregnant again?
Mm-hmm.
See, I got a whole nother thing about this now. So, at any rate, Russell Wilson came with a brand new style, is it? Maybe?
It's not a style. I mean,
I think it is.
I mean, DJ had it on in Hustle and Flow. Had it in Hustle and Flow.
DJ, Ryu had it on in Street Fighter,
yeah.
too. He looked like
George Michael had it.
He looked like Bret
on.
The Hitman Hart. But so Russell Wilson's became meme worthy this week when he debuted a brand new haircut that basically looked like he just cut Michael Jackson's scalp out and put it on
yeah,
top of his
but
head.
But that's his hair though too. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah, but he'd been kind of flirting with that all year.
Messing with that pink oil?
Yeah, but he put that whole process in it this time.
You think he went all out with it?
Yeah.
But you don't think that's necessarily. You think it's a press. I think it's a press out. I don't think it's a straight up perm.
I have no idea. I don't
think
know
it's
about
a press out. I think it's a press.
We'd
out.
Have to bring in a specialist yeah. to evaluate the evidence.
I think it's a press out.
It should be on Black CSI this week, though. Like it should be on that. It should be on that episode. But immediately, like I thought with most other things, I was like, "Damn, what did Sierra do to Russell this time?" However, I saw an alternative option that was called in.
Okay.
Saying that maybe the entire time Russell has had us fooled and he converted Sierra and now his savage is starting to show out. That this is because Russell right now looks about three steps away from turning into Max Julian.
I know, but Russell's always been like almost basically like a Tiger Woods light.
Until this. I think it's starting to come out now that Russell Wilson really is a savage.
Because Russell Wilson is he from North Carolina?
I don't know. Where is he from? I don't know.
And both his parents are black too. People think he's not biracial.
No. I mean, but so what it also made me think about was that everybody's got that homeboy that then popped up some type of way when he started dealing.
Damn, Russell Wilson's birthday. Oh, no, it's not Russell Wilson's birthday. Take that. Bill Russell's birthday is today.
Bill Russell's birthday is today. I was going to mention that.
And he tweeted it, so that's what I was looking at.
But Russell Wilson got to that point where he is he's entered that zone where he has to be counted amongst either the most turned out cats of all time.
VA cat, he from Richmond, VA.
See?
Ooh, Richmond gets hood.
He might have some real Mac in him.
Mm. Okay, fair enough.
See, once again, Russell done fooled you too. Russell gonna fool around and have you out here looking crazy.
Nah, never that.
Russell gonna have you with finger waves and have your whole beard pressed out.
Nah.
You gonna have that long beard.
I mean, nah. Their future out here, trying to get girls not to talk about his sexual escapades and getting court injunctions.
Yeah, see, that's unnecessary future. But needless to say, Sierra's dealt with some interesting cats in her time. Because she's known that this dude lurked inside.
But you got to think, her run is Bow Wow first. That was her first celebrity guy. Then 50. Then Future. Then Russell.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you got Bow Wow back, but like a more refined version of Bow Wow.
I don't think so, dog. I think Russell Wilson had us fooled.
So you think he's just another tier of the same thing, a Future and 50 kind of thing?
Or? I think he's like Lorenz Tate. Would he be playing the politician roles? And you'd be like, oh, he.
But Lorenz Tate is from the south side of Chicago.
But so not like, him as a person. I'm talking about the people. Like, yeah, you, like you look
like
at Lorenz.
He's kind of crooked.
Lorenz Tate looked like the catch that a chick could bring home for the holidays. But he really thugging for real.
And he's playing dice though right after
yes.
He
yes.
He's over at Playboys.
Yes. Like, getting him a fish like plate. He going, he'd be shaking hands and, oh, hey, ma'am, how are you? How you doing? But he just put a Black and Mild out in the car. That might be Russell Wilson, dog.
He's like a congressman from Missouri.
He might.
That I won't name.
He might have us fooled the entire time, dog.
Maybe. He could.
So the question begs to say, have you ever seen one of your homeboys ever get to a point where you'd be like, huh, dog, you need to pull back a little bit because you're a little too far off into this one?
Yeah, one of my homeboys got locked up for 7 years for robbing cell phone stores.
Was that because of a woman?
Nah.
That's what I mean. Oh, when your homeboy gets turnt out.
Oh, turnt out. Okay.
Because this ain't the Russell Wilson that won the Super Bowl.
No. That Russell Wilson won the Super Bowl was with the Becky then.
So the question begs, is this Sierra or has this been lurking inside of Richmond Russell?
Richmond Russell. That's his new name.
The entire time. We're
going to call Richmond Russell.
I think that.
Richmond Russell. That's a great nickname for a Richmond Russell.
I think that the Mac has been lurking inside of him the entire time.
And he tried to keep it. And maybe his parents were like, yo, you got to be this kind of way.
It explains so much.
Richmond Russell. We got to find out his yearbook or something, though, and see, like.
I guarantee you, at that point in time, he wasn't that cat, but it was inside. Like, we need to see pictures of his uncles.
Mm.
Like, we need to find out the
people. He's born in Cincinnati, though.
See?
He's born in Cincinnati, but he was raised in Richmond.
See? It's building up.
Ooh.
I don't think I've ever seen one. I've seen some of my homeboys start to, like, rock, like, different size shirts and stuff like that, and I'd be like, yo, what's going on?
Usually more smaller clothes, more fitting stuff, though.
Yeah, like, what's going on, dog? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen some of my guys take their golds out, you know what I mean? And it's, like, it's slight appropriation.
I've heard of some cats doing meth.
But I know. Oh, see. Yeah, see this. Start doing different types of drugs.
Yes, exactly.
And you'd be like, hey, bro. That's not what we do.
Yeah, like, how did you get on meth?
Like, that's not what we do. We stick to these two or three things over here. Maybe dabbling a little bit of that third.
And that's still a little stretch still even. It's like, come on, man. Like, damn, get off the coke, man.
Like, we smoke weed and we drink malt liquor. Mm-hmm. We don't do meth. But that's
it's a lot of off ramps before you get to meth.
Yeah, yes. Yes. That's when you missed the last off ramp in Missouri and you end up on the east side.
Or you missed your turn on 270 and you ended up on 55.
Yes, and now when you're on 55, it's time to turn around because you headed.
Or you just got to drive to Memphis. You have nothing. You can't do nothing but drive to Memphis.
Cape Girardeau.
You got a good stop at Cape Girardeau. Yeah. You can get a little haven.
Yeah.
A little small haven there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though Cape Girardeau is the only place where I ever saw Fox News on or the Popeyes. Big confused. We'll talk about that some other time. But
with black employees?
Yes. But I think that Russell Wilson might be the biggest enigma of all time now. This hair development, is this Sierra pimping his style or his pimp coming out?
And he wearing like gold chains and stuff. You seen him like wearing gold chains and stuff?
He a different cat, man. I don't think we've ever seen a cat undergo this type of metamorphosis mid-career. Ever.
Do you think this was whose better branding was this for better for Sierra or Russell Wilson? Or they both mutually have benefited from it?
Is anybody benefiting from it, first of all? That's going to be
yes,
the question.
Yes, Sierra's definitely benefiting from it.
From?
Being Russell's a hell yeah.
I'm talking about this picture.
Oh, just the picture in general.
I'm not worried about the lifestyle.
But yeah, Russell Wilson has, though, because he's keeping his name in the... His name is more popular right now in general than Patrick Mahomes is, and he won the Super Bowl.
But it's
We talk about Russell Wilson more than the guy that won the Super Bowl.
Because it's funny. Not because it's...
That's true, but it still is what it is.
I don't think there's like an inner Mac and Pat Mahomes that ain't came out yet.
No, Pat Mahomes is who he's going to be.
I think that like Pat Mahomes might like secretly have some black habits that you just don't know about.
With his dad hanging out and you know, doing some
but
shit.
But I think that Russell Wilson
was totally hot.
Might be Dolomite. And I'm on a mission to find out who this man really is. All those hospital visits, all of the organizations.
So you think that you was hanging out with Russell Wilson and be like, what's up, my G?
I think Russell Wilson really is on some gangster stuff now.
And you think that you just don't know because you're not – if you're at a private party hanging out, you think he'd be on some like, what's up, my G?
Russell Wilson is drinking cognac exclusively now.
But is he always – but if you're going back to what you said, has he always been doing that in the privacy of his own
home? He's doing it publicly now.
Is he?
That's what I'm saying. He showed up with his hair cut.
Yeah, he's got to be.
Either that or he's in the revolution.
That's true. True indeed.
I've had some homeboys do some things where I've looked at them and I've been like, damn, dog, your swag a little different, man. What's going on? You all right? But they ain't never showed up.
With the process.
Can you just imagine, like, if one of your guys in your crew just walked in? Like, what does that do to the crew when a guy shows up and he's on some completely different swag
depends
than what
on
he
it,
really
if
is?
If it's a superstar, we got to really talk about this. Because this is the you're the franchise player.
You're part of a reflection of the entire crew.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. You can't be doing.
You are held to a different standard level.
You can't do that.
Which part of the crew is most likely to get
henchman?
To get turned out by
henchman.
Okay.
Because he's very extreme. He's gonna be this way or that away. This way or that away.
Some of the biggest savages I know are the ones that be the furthest in today.
Yep. They're the furthest.
Yep.
The most savages, the most one is going to be the furthest into the everything.
Yep. They be showing up looking like the Masked Singer. Like, who's like, in there? Who's in
like,
there?
You're like, for real? Tony?
Yeah.
It ain't me. Like, I just heard your voice. You just responded to Tony.
Homeboy, my crew came downstairs one day with a turtleneck on and a gold chain. We was like, who are you? What's happening here?
Oh, man, I'm trying. And then they try to do the self-righteous thing on you like, I'm just trying to be a good man. You don't want to be a good man? You be like,
nah, man, that's not in my interest at all.
being a good man has nothing to do with this.
Yep.
Those are not synonymous. Wearing a gold chain and a
here's
a
all I
turtleneck.
Hope is that the people that are close to Russell Wilson right now are holding him accountable.
But I think Sierra might have isolated him. He may be on an island.
But do you think she might be on an island?
And her friend, no, his male friends are her male friends.
Who are his male friends?
Her friends. Jazzy Faye. Ludacris. Like, anybody that was associated with her, hanging out with her, are his friends now.
Timbaland,
yes. Everybody that's friends with Sierra that is a male, that's who he hangs out with now. Because he didn't have no, ain't none of the people he was hanging with before going to be in them circles and hanging out? Hell no.
I would like to get Richard Sherman's comments on this hair.
Richard Sherman probably has a lot of slick shit to say about him.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't hanging with the Legion of he wasn't hanging with the Legion of Doom? A Boom?
He looked like a member of the Legion of
Doom. Now he does.
Doom now.
Yeah, but then they wasn't messing with him. And they probably real suspect of it, though. He probably come in like, yo, I'm reformed. Oh, baby, what's up? Sherman be like,
I'm announcing.
Your girl could come in the VIP, but not you.
I'm announcing in this moment that I'm taking a full investigation of what happened to Russell Wilson.
Fair enough.
We're going to figure out what went on here. We're going to get this sorted out.
What turned him into Razor Ramon?
He's Cuban, B.
Literally. Well, that's it, man.
I don't think it can be any more after this.
Make sure y'all email us, straightolc@gmail.com. Matt, where can I hit you up at?
Always, man. You can find me on Twitter. I'll be there judging people. So
and not actually responding or actually tweeting.
No, I respond to people.
No, I'm talking about you're not going to be tweeting out none. You'll just watch other people.
I'm not going to give the highlights of my $300 date.
There you go.
No, I'm not going to do it. At Cheap Seat Fan on Twitter, at Cheap Seat Fan on IG. Ayo, next week, man.
Yeah.
Keep it rolling, man.
We're going to have the blackest week next week. We got the Black Oscars and the Black Playoffs.
Yes.
To finish it up.
You'll get through
to
both
the blackest city, NFL city.
Yes, absolutely.
Make sure you hit me up at Dig Game on Twitter. You can hit us up, Straight OLC, on any platform. We there.
Sign my petition to get Daryl writing again.
Oh, man. They don't want me back writing, man.
They do. The streets,
I knew the streets
called me and told me that they needed you for this.
For Black History Month? Maybe I need to write something.
For Russell Wilson turning into Cam Newton.
Or is Cam Newton turning? Are they have?
Is it a body swap?
Is it a Get Out, but two black men get out?
We're going to get to the bottom of this.
It's Get Out, but it's two black men get out.
We're getting to the bottom of this.
Make sure y'all hit us up. Shout out to y'all. Peace.